take a look at some stories making news cross country. A Baltimore community is mourning the death of a promising teen boxer. 17-year-old Ronald Gibbs was stabbed to death over the weekend while trying to defend his older sister. Gibbs was preparing for the Olympics, and also the intern honored for helping save Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' life is running for office. Political science major Daniel Hernandez is one of six candidates in the race for student government president at the University of Arizona. And here's something you don't hear every day. A would-be robber calls 911 because he's scared of the homeowner. In Portland, a man charged with breaking into a house says he was concerned the homeowner might have a gun. The homeowner also called 911, and that's when police found the suspect, 24-year-old Timothy James Chapik, locked in the bathroom. And a Wyoming couple is crossing the country by horseback. We caught up with Richard and Janet McGrath in southwest Arkansas. They left California 1 year ago on their 4,000-mile trek to Washington. They're doing it to raise awareness for a group called Hearts Up Ranch that helps people with emotional problems. Good luck to them. A little later today, President Obama heads to a Boston high school that's really cranking out the graduates. He'll say it's proof that government, business, and philanthropy can work together and that it works. But here are two school stories that the president probably will not be talking about. One being a Florida teacher who stapled a 7-year-old's embarrassing progress report to his shirt to make sure mom and dad would see it. And also this story, texting lingo like LOL and OMG creeping into kids' schoolwork. That's where Steve Perry comes in, our education contributor. Steve, you're a principal. What would you do if you saw a term paper turned in with a little BRB, LOL, any of the above?
Correct it. One of the biggest problems that our kids are facing right now is they're not learning what they need to learn in the classroom. They're not learning how to write. And unfortunately, they're communicating primarily through text. And unfortunately, what you see is that kids are writing entire papers, like a page of just one paragraph, because there are no text breaks within there are no paragraph breaks within texting.
From your view, when you're hearing about this creeping into kids' schoolwork, do you see this as more of a school/teaching problem or a parenting problem?
I think it's a school/teaching, because just like Morse code before it or any other form of written communication that wasn't the written traditional written language, it's just an expansion of the language. And that's okay, because there are only 145 characters that you get on Twitter, so you couldn't use the full word even if you wanted to in many cases. When we get in the classroom, it's our responsibility to make sure that we teach children exactly how to write. That's what we're being paid to do. That's what the expectation of the community is, and that's what we should do.
And what about this other story, this Florida teacher stapling a progress report to a 7-year-old's shirt to make sure that his mom and dad would see it? Apparently, he wasn't taking home this, I'm guessing, not a very good progress report. Does this work, or is it just kind of serve as humiliation? I don't know.
It's ridiculous. It is a ridiculous lapse of judgment on the behalf of the teacher. And if the teacher really very badly wanted to communicate with the parent, there's this thing they call a telephone. In addition to that, they also have the cell phone, and they also have email. And, of course, text. They could LOL this all the way through. So we know that there are other forms of communication. The objective here was, in some way, I believe, the intent appears to have been to show the child that what he was doing was not appreciated by the teacher. Unfortunately, though, what gets lost in this is that this is apparently a child who does need some correction. So I'm hopeful that while the parents are upset about the way in which this teacher communicated the information, that the information itself is not lost in the communication.
Yeah, then hopefully it doesn't backfire, because you're right. The child's work, which clearly needs some help, being completely lost in this debate at this point.
Which it should not be. It's very easy for parents, and parents do this all the time. They call me, and they're all fired up about something in the way in which one of my teachers expressed it to the child. But the fact remains that there was a reason why an expression needed to be made. Mm-hmm. You're calling and you're angry at the teacher for embarrassing your child, but there's something that your child did that is embarrassing. And let's focus on that. So while the teacher was wrong, no doubt, the parents definitely need to come together for a conference. It's my hope that this principal puts everybody in the room and that they all, like women and men, have a conversation about what's most important here, which is the child's performance. Because as a 7-year-old, if they're having that much trouble, then that could be a sign of things to come. They need to correct this right now.